الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, tonight's program, we will divide it into three parts. Number one, who are the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah? Second, what is our belief structures? And third, who are the ones who want to corrupt our belief and they want to steal away our iman? When one studies the noble Quran in Surah Yusuf, you find Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addressing the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ. Say, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is my way, this is my path. I invite and I call the people, humanity, jinn, all towards Almighty Allah. Ala basiratin, with firm conviction. Ana, I Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wa manittaba'ani, and those who follow me. So now look and analyze and reflect on this verse here. So we say Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So the word sunnah comes from ana, to follow the way of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa manittaba'ani, and those who followed me immaculately. When you study philology, you study the history of the words, then you will know in the Arabic language, when you have a cow and that cow gives birth to a calf, that calf in Arabic is called tabi'. So when Almighty Allah uses the word fattabi'uni wa manittaba'ani, how did cow follows its mother everywhere? You and me are called, told, and we are informed that we also should follow Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam immaculately. So that is the sahaba. So sunnah wal jama'ah. Sunnah to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and jama'ah, first and foremost, to the beloved companions and students of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. All those who come after them, then we are ahl. We are the followers of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasalam and jama'ah, that is the beloved sahaba and companions of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. So from this verse, we derive that term and terminology. What are the beliefs of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah? We believe in the entire Quran Sharif, that it was, it will always be the greatest, mightiest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Secondly, we believe in all the ahadith and mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam that are authentic and they are acceptable. And third, we accept all the sahaba, as-sahaba to kulluhum udul. We need to draw a distinction here and understand these terms and terminology properly. Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, from the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, right up to Sayyiduna wa Habibuna wa Shafiuna, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amma asum. They are protected from all types of sins, whether it is minor sins or major sins, before Nubuwa, after Nubuwa. Yes, there could be mistakes. That is not a sin. That does not constitute a sin. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam eating from the tree, Almighty Allah Jalla wala states, فَنَسِيَ آدَمُ وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ أَزْمًا, that he forgot about it, and we saw and we know that he did not make a firm intention. So mistakes could happen, but not a sin. So all Anbiya alayhi salatu salam are ma'asum. Sahaba radiallahu an, from Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, till the smallest, if you want to use the term, till the younger sahabi, then all of them are mahfuz. Mahfuz means that even if they committed a mistake or a sin, they made so much tawbah and repented, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala through His grace and mercy forgave them and announced that forgiveness in the noble Quran. So when Almighty Allah announced this, then who dare criticize the Sahaba? When Almighty Allah has passed judgment in their favor already. So first we start with Quran Sharif, the Kalamullah Jalla Wala, the direct speech of Almighty Allah, then Kalamun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the speech, the actions of the Master alayhi salatu salam, then we come directly to the students of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Here in Durban, you have so many darulums, so many hifz classes, mashallah, so many ulama. Almighty Allah has made it so easy for us. Where did all this start? Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala take us for Umrah, take us for Hajj, take us to Medina Munawwara time and time again. When you go to Safa, then there in the olden days, in the 60s, 70s, 80s, you will see there was a door there, and the door was called Babul Arqam. So meaning that this was the house of Arqam, this was the first madrasa, Dar-e Arqam. And there Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala to embrace Islam, to become the 40th person to embrace Islam. So each one of us must know that this was the first madrasa of Islam. Right there attached to Safa Marwa, especially Safa. When Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Medina Munawwara, then there was an added dimension. There you had Ashab-e Suffa. You had the poor, poor Sahaba who did not have a dwelling, they did not have family. So now you had the added dimension, there's a madrasa, there's a darulum, but there's boarding and lodging as well inside the masjid. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu hailed from them, the Ashab-e Suffa. So the madrasa that started in Makkah now went to Medina Munawwara. Now let us analyze everything. In the light of Quran Kareem, who is the teacher? Today was Yawmul Jumu'ah. In Surah Jumu'ah, Surah 62, verse 2, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala answers this question. What are the functions of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam? Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. O you Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasalam, you have to teach them how to read the Quran Sharif. This is what our maktabs are doing, our primary madrasas. The ustad, the muallim, the apa, they are teaching our flowers, our children. These were Arabs whose mother tongue was Arabic. Yet they required a teacher to teach them how to read the Quran Sharif correctly and properly. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must purify them. Purify them externally and internally. Externally from kufr and shirk, blasphemy, polytheism. Internally from the pride, the arrogance, the malice, the rancor, the hatred. All these type of ailments you eradicate and eliminate from them. So that is the function of the khankah. You see khankahs today. Third one. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must teach them the Quran Sharif. You must teach them the hikmah. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, wherever hikmah is mentioned after kitab or ayatillah, then it refers to the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَذُكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. O you, the honorable spouses and wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the confines of your houses, you must memorize, you must learn the Quran Sharif, you must learn the Sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One lady, Sayyida Aisha, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, she is Siddiqa, her father is Siddiq, radiyallahu anhuma. Allah, from her alone, 2,210 ahadith are reported. So, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the teacher. The madrasa is in Makkah Mukarrama Dar Arqam. In Medina Munawwara, it is Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi. The curriculum and syllabi is Quran and Sunnah. Now the time comes, you have the best teacher, you have the best environment, you have the best curriculum. Who will take your examination? You call me, you call somebody else, that we have students here, please take the examination. External examiner. Who will take the examination? This Arabic even you know. Open Surah 49, Surah Hujurat, and see what Allah Jalla Wala states. O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your students, I Allah Jalla wa ala, am going to take their imtihan. Ulaika alladhina, I'm breaking up the words so you understand the Arabic. The Sahaba, they are those companions, those students of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Imtahana Allahu, Almighty Allah took their imtihan. Open Surah Hujurat, Surah 49, right in the beginning. اِمْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. In their hearts, inner recesses of their heart, was their taqwa, Allah consciousness? Was their piety? Or were they sanctimonious like me and you? We are sanctimonious, majority of us. We have a double identity. In khalwa with someone else, in jalwa with someone else. When we are alone, now I come to Durban, then I'm somebody else. When I'm in my hometown, I'm somebody else. So remember that we have a double identity. Nay, Sahaba were those, whilst they were alone, in public, in private, Allah speaks of their examination. Now the results are announced. You went to write matric examination, varsity examination. Today one brother told me after Jummah, Mufti, make dua, one exam left. Next week I'm writing, and when I pass that, I pass my CA. So I told him, read this, read this. I know the brother, alhamdulillah. So what did Almighty Allah say? لَهُمْ مَغْفِرًا. For them is forgiveness. Yes, even if they committed sins, I, Allah, Jalla wa Ala, forgave them. How did they pass? They passed with flying colors and distinction. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them is forgiveness. For them is magnificent reward. Now we had the examination. We heard the results. The time to confer a certificate upon them. رَضِيَ anhum wa radu'an. Almighty Allah is pleased with them. They in turn are pleased with Almighty Allah. Is this for some companions only, like some people say? Nay. Allah announces explicitly, clearly, وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. For all of you, the Sahaba, Allah has promised you Jannah. Imagine. This is Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, praising the Sahaba. Surah 9, verse number 100. Almighty Allah teaches us, Sahaba's rank is so exalted. After Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must follow them. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 100. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. Those who are the first and foremost among the muhajirin, the migrants and ansar, the helpers, and those who follow them immaculately. You follow them bi ihsan, with sincerity. You fulfill your duty with beauty. radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. So for them also Almighty Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Almighty Allah. For them is Jannah, ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. For them is the supreme success. Let us come, if you study the Ahlul Bayt, the honorable household of the Master alayhi salatu salam, then you have Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, Sayyida Ali radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu an, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an. After Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, you have his son. His son is known as Hazrat Zainul Abideen. He was the eyewitness to the incident of Karbala, and he survived. That's a separate topic. I want to show you and highlight to you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar, if you want reference ulama, brothers, sisters of this incident, go open Tafsir Qurtubi. A person came to Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu son, and he is Hazrat Zainul Abideen rahimahullah, and he spoke ill. He criticized the Sahaba. So he, Hazrat Zainul Abideen, asked him, are you from the Muhajirin? Surah 59. Verse number 8, and then he read this verse: لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Allah praising the Muhajirin. They were sent in exile. They left everything behind, and they came there to Medina Munawwara, only solely for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Anta minhum, are you from them? He said, La. Okay. Surah 59, verse 9. The Ansar. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّهُ الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ. So he read that whole verse. يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. They love those people who migrated towards Medina Munawwara. Not only love them, in front Allah says, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. They gave preference to them over themselves. وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. Although they were in need themselves. أَنْتَ مِنُمْ, are you from the Ansar? He said, La. He said, okay. Surah 59, verse 10. وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. And those who come after them. After the Muhajirin, Ansar, the Sahaba. What is our function? What is our duty, O brothers and sisters? Our duty, Surah 59, Surah Hashar, verse 10. رَبَّنَا فِلْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. O beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers and sisters who passed away before us with Iman. أَنْتَ مِنْهُمْ, are you from them? He said, yes. Hazrat Zainul Abideen, mentioned in Tafsir Qurtubi, said, no, man sabba ha'ula falaysa min ha'ula. The person who criticizes the Sahaba cannot belong to this third category. Do we understand what Almighty Allah is teaching us? We are the ones who have to protect the integrity and the honor of the Sahaba. Tahaffuz-e namus-e Sahaba wajib hai is ummat par. It's compulsory upon us as the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah to protect and promote the integrity and honor of all the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. There's no time. But I give you one incident quickly. Who is Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala? Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 40. Surah 9, verse number 40. Allah describes the incident. We go for ziyarat in Makkah, and we take you there to Jabal-e-Thawr, and then we speak of Ghar-e-Thawr. Thaniyathnaini izhuma fil ghar. The second one, in the cave. He is Thaniyathnaini in the cave. He is Thaniyathnaini fit tariq ilal Madina, when they were migrating to Madina Munawwara. He is Thaniyathnaini when he made imamat on the musalla of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the fatal illness of the Master alayhi salam, He made imamat 17 salats in the hayati, in the lifetime of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam for this ummah. O people, that Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu an, today also Ithaniyat name. Who's buried right next to the Master alayhi salatu wasalam? When we go and we offer salam to Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu an, then say, As-salamu alayka ya Ithaniyat name. Allah made you the greatest person of this ummah and the greatest person after all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. But people today, they want to attack the honor, integrity of this personality whom Almighty Allah said, La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Abu Bakr, don't grieve, don't be sad. Verily Allah's help, Allah's mercy is with us. Not with me, with us. Then you go to Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an. Who is Sayyidina Umar Farooq, brothers? Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an, who is that personality? Sab aaye, Umar ko bulaya gaya. People came. Umar didn't come. Umar was requested to come. The Master alayhi salatu salam cries, makes dua by the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. O Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, bring Umar to our side or bring Amr bin Hisham. Amr bin Hisham becomes Abu Jahl, Abu Jahl, and he, Umar, becomes Amirul Mu'mineen radiyallahu anhu warda. Usman Ghani, the only person ever in humankind from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam's time right up to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and right till day of Qiyamah, no person married two daughters of the same Nabi, one after another. This sharaf, this honor, this merit is only for Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu anhu. Dhun Nurain, first married Sayyida Ruqayya radiyallahu anha, and thereafter married Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiyallahu anha. And after she passed away, Habibullah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, O Uthman, if I had another daughter also, I would have given her to you in nikah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, Fatih Khaybar. On that occasion, the Master alayhi salam said, Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. That personality, that I am going to give the banner and the flag, Allah Jalla wa Ala loves him. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves him. And he in turn loves Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu. Our mother Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. Go read Surah Nur, verses 11 to 26. For our mother Siddiqa Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, when the enemies and munafiqeen and hypocrites cast aspersion on her character, Almighty Allah exonerated her. Allah spoke of her innocence. Allah revealed 16 verses for our mother Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala. That are sahaba. Brothers, today, as Maulana Abdullah Khan mentioned, we live in difficult times. Today, on the TV, in books, and in the media, the Sahaba are being criticized. They are being maligned. Propaganda is being made against them. And our people, some of them, are falling for this propaganda. So therefore, you need to understand our stance. We, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, say, وَلَا نَذْكُرُهُمْ إِلَّا بِالْخَيْرِ. That we must remember the Sahaba radiallahu an only with goodness. And therefore when we take their name, we say radiallahu anhu for the male and radiallahu anha for a female. I want you to remember this one reference. It's of paramount importance. It is the month of Rajab. It is the ninth year after Hijrah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam makes the announcement. We are going to Tabuk. It's June and July month. You know when you are in Medina Munawwara and it is June, July. In Urdu we have a nice saying. June, July, Kabina Bulai. You go Makkah, Medina in midsummer, 50 degrees. You go, mashallah, to our Transvaal, our Gauteng, mashallah, minus 5, minus 6, minus 7 degrees it goes sometimes. So remember, it depends which part of the world you are in. So June, July, Nabi alayhi salatu salam told them, every male who is able and capable must participate. 30,000 of them were mobilized and organized. And now you have to sponsor. Some Sahaba who were poor, they brought 2 dates, 3 dates, 4 dates. The munafiqeen, the hypocrites, they mocked them. What you come with this few dates, waste our time here, waste Allah's time. And if you came like Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, Ya Rasulallah, 100 camels with the saddle from my side. Ya Rasulallah, another 100 camels from my side. Ya Rasulallah, another 100 camels. 300 camels Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu gave for the battle of Tabuk. And he gave gold coins. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spinning the gold coins in his Mubarak hands and saying, Bukhari's hadith, Ma darra Usman, ma amila ba'd al-yawm. Nothing can harm Usman after today. He made me so happy. Then when the Sahaba gave substantial amounts, they said, Mura'in, you're just showing off. When people criticize Sahaba, Allah came to their defense. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 79. Surah 9, verse 79. Alladhina yalmizun al-muttawwi'ina min al-mu'minina fi sadaqat. Those people who criticize those people, the Sahaba, who spend voluntarily in the path of Almighty Allah. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهُدَهُمْ. Those who gave substantial amounts, and those who gave small amounts, because that is what they could afford. فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. They mocked the Sahaba. They belittled and ridiculed the Sahaba. Allah's answer, you ridicule the students of Habibullah, you ridicule the companions of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Any person, any time, anywhere, when he or she attacks the integrity of the Sahaba, Allah's answer, Surah 9, verse 79, سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Allah will mock them. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And for them is a painful, horrible punishment. Do we understand who we're speaking of? So namus e sahaba, to preserve and promote the sahaba radiallahu an, is part of our iman. It can be anyone. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, today is a target. Wa ma adraka man Muawiyah. Do you know who is Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhu ma? Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is Katib-e-Wahi. He is the person, one of the scribes who used to write down the revelation mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is that person. Bukhari Sharif's hadith, أَوَّلُ مَنْ يَغْزُو الْجَيْشْ فِي الْبَحَرِ. That the first person to take a naval battalion, قَدْ أَوْجَبُ. For him, Jannat is wajib. It is the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu comes, he says, Ya Umar, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I want to take this naval battalion. He says, no, it is too dangerous. We will lose too many men. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is martyred. And then the time and the reign of Sayyidina Usman bin Affan radiallahu an. Again Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu comes and says, that Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, give me ijazat, give me permission. He said, fine, I give you permission. He left Sham, Syria and those areas, and he went with the first naval battalion, and they landed up there in Qustuntinia, in Turkey, Istanbul. They were the people, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, who conquered Cyprus, he conquered Sicily, He conquered in his time, you must remember, Kabul was, meaning Sayyidina Usman's time. But the person responsible was a Muawiyah radiallahu an to conquer Kabul. How can we forget all these places that were conquered by them? So remember, these are the giants among the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And we can go on. Let's take the opposite now. We must never feel shy to address these issues. It's part of our iman. People can swear us. I get swearing every day. So you must remember, but we say, I say this many times on radio, you swear me, I got no problem. You swear my father, my mother, we got no problem. And they do it. But once you start swearing, abusing, criticizing the Sahaba, then that we won't keep quiet. So your challenge that we are facing today, O Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, are a group who are called the Shias. In time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were non-existent. In time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, non-existent. In time of Sayyidina Umar Farooq, non-existent. In time of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, a person came, and his name Abdullah bin Sabah. He was a Jew. He hailed from Yemen, and he became outwardly, superficially, a big buzruk, paragon of piety. The people say he is a buzruk. Originally, he was a Jew. And the Shia say is propaganda of the Sunnis. We are making this propaganda. We say no. Your kitab, O Shias, Rijalul Kashi, there it is mentioned about Abdullah bin Sabah, that he is the founder of Shiaism. So you were left to sort out your kitabs first, and then we can speak. We won't use our sources, we're using your sources. So remember this happened. Then they were the people who went and influenced others. Sayyidina Usman is doing this, Sayyidina Usman is doing that. That Sayyidina Usman, Amirul Mu'mineen, said, I rather give my life, but I will never allow blood to flow here in Madinah Munawwara. Allah gives izzat to whomsoever He wishes. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءَ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءَ. So when they murdered and martyred Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, and the blood spilled, then it spilled on, فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah is sufficient for you against them. He is all-hearing, all-knowing. And remember that Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, if you want to see that Quran of his time, you go to Istanbul Topkapi Museum, you will see it there as well. These are Sahaba. They were the people responsible that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu saw that these people here are real troublemakers, mischief makers. Hence Sayyidina Ali becomes the Khalifa, but he leaves Medina Munawwara and then he goes to Iraq. So my brothers, we need to understand about the Shias. I will just tell you a few important things. It's a talk that will take 5-6 hours if we go into detail, and we don't have that time. For you, my brothers, sisters, beloved children, I put it to you to stimulate your mind and your thinking. I've been to Iran. I spent 12 days there. I landed there on the 1st of Rabiul Awwal, 2013. And I returned on the 13th of Rabiul Awwal. I went to a place called Kashan. Make note of this. Mental note. I went to a place called Kashan, and these people, the Shia, not Shah. Shah had nothing to do with religion. Shah bedinta baddinta. He was not interested in religion. So these people who say the Islamic Republic of Iran, and they say the Islamic Revolution, show me is the Islam. You be the judge. A place Kashan, they built a shrine, a mazar. Mazar ko bazar bana diya. It's a big money-making thing. So, what they did there, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala is Amirul Mu'mineen, Khalifa, and the person's name is Fayruz. His kunya, agnomen, is Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, is a fire worshipper, Zoroastrian. Fajr time, he came with a khanjar, he came with a dagger. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was reading Surah Yusuf, and he stabbed him with his dagger, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu collapsed. This is Umar's firasat, Amirul Mu'mineen, his insight and foresight. Who stabbed me? They said, Fayruz, Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi. He said, Alhamdulillah. No Muslim stabbed me. It's a fire worshipper. So, this Iranian regime, listen carefully, my dear brothers, sisters of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, those who are sympathetic to the Shia, those who call for unity, I ask you this question. This Iranian regime of the Shias, they have made a mazar, a shrine, of the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in a place called Kashan. I observed, I witnessed it with my own eyes, and then on day they wrote, Baba Shuja, that this person, Bahut Bahadur hai, he is a very, very bold and brave person, and every year they have celebrations there. You did an excellent work by killing and murdering and martyring Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. I ask you, brothers, can you call such people Muslim? You be the judge. When we landed there, it was the first Rabiul Awwal, Monday, and 2013. The first place they took me was to Khomeini's grave. So I told him, but I don't want it. He said, no. So I said, fine, I'll read Zohar Salat here. So, it's a glass enclosure, and they have crevices, and are people throwing money and so forth. Khomeini writes, you youngsters, because today, when these people come to the college, they come to the university, they come to the school, they say, your maulanas and ulamas and muftis, they speak about hoor and all that. Where are you going to wait for all this? Aurat aur daulat ne is ummat ko tabah kar diya. Women and money have decimated, destroyed this ummah. So money speaks all languages. You heard just now that person gave 1,000 rand and the nikah was done. So Khomeini writes, I don't speak from my own. I've got the book. Khomeini writes, in Tawdihul Masail, Shia kitab, printed by them. They are the ones who even today publish it. Khomeini writes, in Tawdihul Masail, that ABC person, now half past eight, he gives a lady 50 rand, $50, 50 rupees, whatever both parties mutually agree upon, and he uses her for 1 hour, and they are, you don't need witnesses, you don't need permission, nothing. He's happy, she's happy, and they agreed on that. They go and make mut'ah. They go and make sira. So sira is, you use the word atamattahu, that I will use you. Today you tell the youngster you can go to Iran and hit and run. He'll say, he's a first class. Say, where are we waiting for hood and all this type of things? They say, well, hit and run. And Khomeini wrote, 1 hour we can do it. So I ask you, my brothers, that people like this you can call Muslim? When we take Khomeini's name, I say openly, la'anahullah. They are the ones who are promoting prostitution, and you ask me, they're Muslim? Second one. Third one. Whenever I was there, whether in Qom, whether in Shiraz, whether in Tehran, whether in Ray, all is very beautiful country, very friendly people. But we must not mix that up. When we speak of belief, that is non-negotiable. Because I don't know Farsi, we learned that, but I forgot. But they knew I'm a foreigner, and never did they harass me. They welcomed me. Anyway, that I used to go to all their places of worship, and they were speaking about the stone. We entered this musalla, this masjid, whatever you want to. And mashallah, we read salat. There is not like that. You see, South Africa now, when you want to know the condition, whether our economy is booming, is buoyant, or it is junk status. So always look at the roads. And I'm not speaking of your highways, just go inside. And when you see the potholes all there, then you will know whether we really a booming economy or we junk status. So what they did in Iran, when you enter their places of worship, then the first thing they put all stones there on the wall. Most of them, they take one stone. But about 10-20%, they take two stones. So they place one for the forehead and one for the nose. One for balancing and one for alignment. You got the pothole story? There's the pothole story. No one makes sajda like me and you. Not once I read salat behind them. They don't tell me, they can see. You know how they read salat. The Imam, Abu Mawana Ibrahim Randeri, Allah give him jazai khair, bichara up and down is running for me and all that. So, when their Imam he goes, they make a big hole there. Everywhere I saw this. So I want to see what is in this hole. So when he wasn't there, I went to go check there. They got steps, they go inside. You can only see the back of the Imam. I'll tell you just now. So anyway, I asked them, why you all have this? He said, no, the Imam must be a humble Imam. Not humbly, he must be a humble Imam. So such a humble Imam, put him in the hole straight away. I am facing you. You all are reading Salat, for example. The Imam is here. The Mukabbir, he doesn't read Salat. He's got a mic like this in his hand. His back is facing the Qibla. And he's facing the people. He's in front. I'm at the back. I'm tall. I can see him. Sometimes I felt like making like this, you know. But anyway, I said, just now they catch me also. Give me good ideas. So let me just keep quiet. So anyway, you know, I went without visa also. We take a lot of chances in life, you know. Life is adventure also. So I went from here to Dubai. Dubai, Tehran. Imam Khomeini International Airport. That's the name there. Obviously, we don't accept. I told you, we don't accept if you're Muslim. So, there were about 8-10 people in front of me. So, I told my wife, you sit to the back here with me, we make some zikr. Let these chaps go. So, they all went. I gave my passport. He looked, Husseini, Husseini. I said, yes, Husseini. So, I presented my wife, hey, Fatima, Fatima. I said, Fatima. Husseini, Fatima, best name to have. He was 100% sure these are Shia customers. He said, you sit down. Okay. We make zikr. After 10, 15, he called me, come, stamp 2 weeks visa. I said, go. Jaza, shukran. There we go. When I went to the immigration, he said, whose stamp? I said, a brother there. He said, you Hassani or Husseini? I said, no, I'm Husseini. He said, he wrote you Hassani. I said, no, I'm Husseini. He said, better go tell him. So I went back. So I say, brother, me, I'm Husseini. Why you write Hassani? Say, oh, bring here. He put two dots. He said, now you Husseini. So anyway, all these characters, you know. Then we went. There's Khomeini, or whom we arrived. See. Let's see what I want to warn you. You need to understand. They are modus operandi. And it's working. It's working wonders. As far as they're concerned, me and you can't even convert one province. They are converting countries. Today, Shia Azam is the biggest threat to this Ummah. We must be blind not to know this. I'll give you examples. Anyway, I love reading, you know. It's my passion to read. So I spent three days or whatever in Qum. That taxi driver, his name is Zari, I still remember. He said, I'm doing this work for over 10 years. I never saw a person spend 3-4 days here. What you going to do? I said, you don't worry. Every time he speaks something, he's got a lust. Where he must take me? You see, he's got that lust and I got a lust. So I told him, bye, I need some fulus, you know, because we want to buy and all. He said, no, we'll take you. I said, okay, give me money. He said, how much? I said, give me million. So he gave me million riyals. So I asked him, what's the rate? He said, for one US dollar, is 33,000 Iranian riyals. Imagine, I had million riyals in my pocket. So I felt happy, you know. First time in my life, I'm a millionaire. $1, 33,000 Iranian riyals. I still got notes. Nobody want to accept it also. I went to Dubai. I tell them, take the Mafi, Mamnu, Mamnu, Mamnu. I put it in Emirates Airlines. You know, they give the charity. Take it from there. So anyway, that happens. I gave him his money and all. So I was buying kitabs. You know, I want to buy this. One youngster comes. And uncle, from where are you? I said, I'm from South Africa. What's your name? Abdul Qadir. You? He said, I'm from Pretoria. I said, what you doing here? He said, I'm studying. So I raised my mind. I said, you became Shia. He said, yes, uncle, I'm Shia. I said, very good. Come here, I want to ask you a few questions. He said, no. I'm only learning now. I just came a few months. And I'm still studying Farsi because Zariya Talim, the medium of instruction, is Farsi, Persian. I say, but I got so many. He said, no, I bring the biggest sheikh. You can ask anything. Fine. So all that happened, then he came to the hotel the next day. Safiullah Khan. Maybe some of you will know him. He's from here, Natal side. He and Maulana Taha Karan, they studied together in Mias Farm. They were the best for friends. They became a hafiz together. They completed matric. He, Safiullah, went to Egypt. We still under apartheid. And there he met some politicians who were in exile. They told him, you waste your time here. There the revolution took place in 79. Go and learn political Islam. When I was there 2013, so he was there 15 years already. He's still there now also. His father-in-law is a Maulana. Proper Maulana. He did Maulana's daughter, Shia, made all his children, he told me himself. So he came, so first hour we just spoke, oh, what you doing? He said, no, he knows everything about me. I said, fine. I said, well, I want to know about you. So he gave me his history all. So I asked him, you know, I got this question about this stone and about this imam and all this. Then he came 7 o'clock, he left 10 past 10. The last hour, this is what I want to ask, tell you. I told him, Safiullah, don't play games with me. I call him Sheikh. I said, Sheikh, don't play games. You know, we studied Shiaism. Don't come with, give me straight answers. Question number one. Tomorrow you and me, we go to Umrah, for Hajj, Umrah, we go to Madinah Munawwara. Will you read Salam in front of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu? Absolutely no. I won't read. I look at him straight in his face. I say, why you won't read? He say, because the first Khalif supposed to be Imam Ali alayhi salatu wassalam. I say, what's your second dalil, second point of evidence? He say, he usurped the right of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha in Fadak. I say, third evidence? He say, no, that too. I say, okay. I say, now Safiullah, you must listen carefully. You say Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu supposed to be the first Khalif. Let us look at chronological events. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Hajjatul Wida in the 10th year. The Master alayhi salam entered Makkah Mukarramah on the 4th of Zilhijjah, left on the 14th of Zilhijjah, on the 18th of Zilhijjah, the Master alayhi salatu salam stopped in a place called Ghadir Khum. So we accepted the hadith in Sahih Muslim. We love Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked up the hand of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and praised him. Man kuntu maulahu fa aliyun maula. So all that happened. Then the 11th year of Hijrah came. End of Safar, the Master alayhi salatu salam fell ill. Now the time came who is going to perform the imamat. The Master alayhi salam said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Muru Aba Bakrin fal yuswalli bin nas. The Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha and them pleaded, Ya Rasulallah, don't put my father as the imam, he's raqiq al qalb. He will stern on the musalla, he will cry, Ya Rasulallah. The Master alayhi salam was furious. Inna kunna lasawahibu Yusuf. How did females, they gave advice to Yusuf alayhi salam, wrong advice? You want to give me wrong advice? Muru Aba Bakrin fal yuswalli bin nas. Thaniyas Nain, Surah 9 verse 40. Where Sayyidina Ali was? If Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam wanted, Should he not make the Imam of Salat also Sayyidina Ali radiallahu? I said, what you say of Thaniya's name? So he keeps quiet. I said, you said that he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu usurped the rights of Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha. Okay. I die, you die, our wives inherit, our daughters inherit, our sons inherit. Did Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu from the estate of the master alayhi salam take a share and give his daughter Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha? Did he give any wife of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam? When the wives didn't inherit, then by what virtue must the daughter inherit? He looks at me, he says, your dalail are very strong, and now when we go, I will read salah. I say, Safiullah, don't play games with me. You have that intense hatred for the greatest personality. I'm live on Radio Al-Ansar. And wallahi, people, I don't worry. My function is to teach you the correct belief of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I stand and sit in this masjid, and I tell you, any person rejects Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an and says he's out of the fold of Islam. Sayyidina Umar Farooq is out of the fold of Islam. Sayyidina Usman is out of Islam. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha is out of Islam. Sayyidina Hafsa is out of Islam. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Wallahi, such a person is kafir, out of the fold of Islam. We are not here to make people kafir for no reason. But you can't be coming here and telling us we must unite with the Shia when they are cursing the Sahaba openly in their books. Remember, it is our duty to promote and protect the integrity of Sahaba. So there's no apology for these things here. It is our belief. Unless people are selling themselves, that's a different issue. Next point. Remember that the Shias, they have a government behind them. That government is Iran. Do we know what is Iran? Iran was conquered in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. That Iran produced Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu. That Iran produced Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. His family hails from Iran. That Iran produced Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah's family is from there. That Iran produced great, great fuqaha and scholars, Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, who is Imam Shafi'i's teacher and a student of Imam Abu Hanifa. He's buried in Ray. Ray is right next to Tehran, the twin city. What the Shia regime is doing now, naam nishan nahi. Our great, great people, they made sure they destroy every remnant, every relic. There's no sign. You can ask any person. I ask how many scholars. That where's Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani's grave? I went myself, I looked for it, no one can tell you. So that is what is on the agenda. So in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, remember it was conquered. Let me give you Gregorian calendar so it will be easier for you to understand. We 2017 now. So when you look at 517 years ago, till 1500, Iran was a Sunni country. Ismail Safavi came, and he became a Sufi. Like how Abdullah bin Sabah became superficially a pious person, the founder of Shia Azam, Ismail Safavi became a great Sufi. Made thousands of murids. And once he influenced the people, that is the time. You take your hadith kitab, Imam Ibn Majah, from where? Qazwin. Qazwin is in Iran. Imam Muslim bin Hajjaj, from where is Imam Muslim? Nisapur. Nisapur is in Iran, even today. So you need to understand that great, great ulama, from 1501, Shias will speak of unity when they are in the minority. And when they're in the majority, they will slaughter you. If you want to study the pages of history, in 1501 onwards, they murdered and slaughtered our Sunnis, and they raped our women, and go to Halab now. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَلَبُ. What does Aleppo tell us? Go ask our Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni. Go ask the person who wrote the Quran, Sheikh Usman Taha. And ask them why they had to leave their motherland. Hafiz Asad, the father who ruled from 63 to 2000 in Syria. People are so simple, Hafiz Asad, they think he's Hafiz of Quran. You must remember, Hafiz Asad is an Alawi 100% out of the fold of Islam. His son Bashar Asad. Go ask the Sunnis what they did with the Sunnis, what they did with the women, what they did with the children. Aleppo is called Halab. And that is what they did. They murdered our people, raped our women repeatedly. And you want to come tell me these people are Muslims? Brothers, we need to wake up from our slumber. These are people who target the universities. We will teach you intellectual Islam. We will teach you, they go to the madrasas, they go to the schools, they go to the poor areas. They go to every big township. You go Vellum, you go here, you go between Lens and Roshni, walkable. When I address the ulama in Lens, I address them in Roshni. I said, between these two areas, do you know, there is Jamia Mustafa? They got the shock. They open such a madrasa there. Oh, people of South Africa, oh, Radio Ansar listeners, go, anybody from Cape Town here, there's a place in Cape Town called Ottery. In Ottery, they are putting up not the markers for South Africa, they are putting up the markers for the whole continent of Africa. 90 million US dollars are going to be spent. Why? Because they're going to make South Africa the headquarters to propagate the whole of Shiaism. Where are we? Where are we, the Sunnis? We don't even know this is happening under our nose. When I addressed the ulama in Cape Town, I said, do you know this is happening? They have such books there. I went there. Mu'assas Ahlul Bayt. Their leader there now is Aftab Haider. And now they're preparing this guy, Safiullah Khan. I even joked with him there. I said, you here 15 years, what you going to do in South Africa? That you want to become the grand Ayatollah of South Africa or what? He just smiled. Brothers, the Shia's greatest aim is to snatch our Iman. Those of you who are ulama, you know Arabic, you must have these books. Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah wrote a book called Minhaju Sunnah. In there he writes that these people, yeah, they are even worse than the Jews and Christians. Ye to ghar ke chor hai. They will steal our Iman from within our house. They will come to you. Allah protect all of us. They will say, we want to propose to your daughter. And I am from Pakistan, I am from Iran, I am from India, from here, wherever. Arab countries as well. And what we want to do, that we want to get, we are the lovers of Ahlul Bayt. Then they marry. People are simple. After 3 months, 4 months, they send her back, they send her packing. They said, we just made mut'a with your daughter, with your sister. Openly. For them, it is another victory. They conquered another Sunni family. So brothers, where are we? We don't even know who is our friend, we don't even know who is our foe and enemy. We give our daughters to them, we gave our sister to them. How naive can we be? Next one. Look at the world politics. Did you ever wonder how come Syria is being attacked? How come Syria was attacking the Sunnis? How come Yemen is being attacked? How come Pakistan is being attacked? How come Palestine is being attacked? How come Iran is not attacked? Did you ever wonder? All the saber rattling. Israel says, we will do this. We will do this. And they say, when I was going there in Tehran, we passed the American embassy. It was closed. But it was written there on the gate, on the big door. Murge Israel, Murge America, death to America, death to Israel. They masters in deception. then masters in slogans. All this. Anyway, myself and Safiullah, we had long discussion. That youngster from Pretoria, his name is Yasir. So every question I posed to him, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, I defeated him. I asked Yasir, who won? He say, uncle, you hold right through, call me uncle. Uncle, you won. Uncle. I say, Yasir, you the witness here. You don't turn against your word. Tomorrow I'm going on A. And you, Sheikh, you got home ground advantage. You got all the books. I got nothing. But we go live on CII. And I'll debate you from here. He said, no, I don't want to debate with you. But I'm to mention this happened. I say, okay. And I mentioned it several times. On CII, I had debate here with a bigger Shia from Iran. I asked him, leave all your stories. Tell me your daughter what you say. I can't say I want to make mutastaghfirullah. So I say that person, somebody, Maulana make mafia, I just point like this. So that person want to make muta with your daughter, what you say? He duck and dive. Then his face became red. He said, yeah, I gave my daughter for... Well, I'm in a masjid, what am I like? So he said, yeah, I gave my daughter for muta. So my face was lightening. So what happened? He said, no, I told my son-in-law, now we make muta, you must make muta with my daughter for 1 year. You must see if you're compatible, suitable to one another. Then after 1 year, we will revisit the whole... Then we will make nikah mu'abbad. Then we will make nikah forever. So I asked him live on radio. I told him, so you gave your daughter to your son-in-law. And you told him that he mustn't, like, consummate the marriage, deflower her. Because they must just check, like, whether they are compatible for one another. So what you used to do every night? You used to go check with the torch, they were what? He stood up like this. I said, don't come, I'll give you. So he stood up like that. This is Shia Azam. The most beha. You go to the Christian, you go to the Jew, you go to the Hindu. They also will never promote prostitution. But the Shias promote it. Two things Shias allowed in the name of religion, no religion allows. One is zina, prostitution, they gave the name mut'ah, and one is lying, absolute lies, and they called it taqiyah, holy hypocrisy. And they gave it such, virtues, that you must do it, then you're a pakka Muslim astaghfirullah, pakka Shia astaghfirullah. So brothers, you need to know their tactics, they're targeting every township, they target every school and madrasa. They target, remember, the intellectuals. Because the intellectuals are fed up. They say these ulama and maulvis and muftis, whole day they're just fighting. So we want intellectual Islam. So these are ripe for the taking. So this professor and this doctor and this person and this. So they go there. They have meetings there and so forth. And you will see that they fall for the trick of the Shias. They're masters of deception. What Safiullah did? Safiullah, when I landed in Tehran, because it was my last stop, because to come out now. So I had 3 days there in Tehran. So I went here, there visiting. So one day I come back. So everybody called me Mr. Husseini. Mr. I used to like it also, Mr. Husseini. Because in Iran, you do Husseini is good, like you say. When I was in Qom, Khomeini's grandson wanted to meet me. He heard this guy came and he beat Safiullah. So he told me, for you, we got Bishara. Great tidings. I said, what? He said, Khomeini's grandson wants to meet you. So I told him, go tell him my answer. Lastu bi harisin ala liqa'ihi. Tell him, me, I'm not interested in meeting him. When I told him that chap got a shock. He said, you see these people, they're waiting for two weeks, 3 weeks to meet him. You can meet him. You say, go fly a kite. So yeah, tell him, I told him, I fly a kite. What must I tell, meet him when he wants to swear sahaba and all this type of thing? We don't have to do that. So, alhamdulillah, nothing happened. When I came to Tehran, so we went somewhere, my wife, myself.
Then the chap at the reception, they say, Mr. Husseini, big parcel for you. Hey, Subhanallah, who knows me in Tehran? So I told my wife, I said, Fatima, these Shias, I don't trust them. When I went in the room, you know, I said, you better stand there. If there's a bomb or something, yeah, I'll fly. At least you don't have to fly. You understand? You circle with defa. Slowly I opened it. What a beautiful Quran. The masters. What is true we must speak. The masters of Arabic calligraphy. Iranians. Masters. Even Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi wrote about that. He said this, Iranians, you go and see, they are calligraphy masters. They're not Arabs. They're Persians. So anyway, they gave me a beautiful Quran. But inside I found a card. I can't even read Farsi properly, but I saw a number and that. So now, akhlaqan. So I phoned that person. I said, brother, Sheikh, you speak Arabic? He said, yeah, no, I speak Arabic, we're fine. So we spoke and everything. I told him, no, shukran, jazakallah khair. I got the Quran, very beautiful. What's all this? He said, no, it's Friday, like now, tonight. You must come. I said, but where? I don't know where. He said, don't worry. Go there and tell the driver of yours, because I had the driver. So the driver will... So I say, okay, speak to the driver. So the driver... So I said, okay, I'll come alone. So I went. Wallahi, I'm here in a masjid. Over 22 of them, with their kubba, jubba, all of them in a line. They call me what titles beside Imam, they call me every title. Ya Sheikh al-Hadith, Ya Imam, not Imam, Ya Doktor, Ya... Mufti, Ya Sheikh, Ya Das, Ya... Only Imam they must out. You know, student. And everyone is kissing me. I know these Shias are up to something. They kiss me more than my wife that day. You know, student. This type of thing. I said that Shias, they are up to something. So they went away. 3-4 of them cornered me. They said, tomorrow is our mu'tamar. Is our meeting. What mu'tamar? Conference. They say, At-taqreeb baina ahli sunnah wa ahli shia. They say, how we can bring the Shias and Sunnis together, unity. And you the guest speaker. I say, Subhanallah. I came with my mother, you didn't invite me. He said, no, we know all that. We know your visa also is expiring. Here's your 5-star ticket. And your this thing, your 5-star hotel, we'll put you there. And we will extend your visa. You can go first class. You can do that. Everything, whatever you want. I say, me, I'm going home. This way, that way. Allah's help, you know. I know what they want to use me for their propaganda. So this way, so I said, okay, let's do this. You say, you will give me whatever I want. They said, yes. I said, when I entered, I saw a lot of books here. Where's the conference? They said, exact. Beautiful place. So I said, okay, let me go and pick and choose. Whichever kitab I want. In Arabic, Urdu, English, Farsi, I don't want, I don't understand. So they said, fine. Now they don't know who they're giving the kitabs to. So I went, I chose all the kitabs, and I told them, okay, Totsins. I'm going now. I'm not interested in your story now. I got my stuff free of charge. So now I study it, and we use it against you. See, this is Allah. You went there, and Allah gave it to us free of charge. No, they never harassed me, never. They respect it. But these are Shias. They are tongue, ahla min al-asal, sweeter than honey. So brothers, just take a world tour. Iran, we can dispute the figures. But we have to admit, it's their government, they are the overwhelming majority. They say 90%, we say 70-75%. The fact remains is their country. Iraq, from Saddam's time, majority Shia. Saddam would rule with the iron first. No Shia could go this way, that way. Saddam just say, urado isko. Just finish it. But it's majority from that time. So it was over 60% Shia. Syria, remember, maximum, the population was Sunni. But the demographics are changing now. They want to get rid of the Sunnis and bring in the Shia. So the demographics must change. Lebanon, Hezbollah is there, and they rule. No government can make a move. Bahrain is majority Shia. Yemen, remember the Houthis are there. They also want to put their stamp. You look at the Arab world, you look at the Muslim world. You must remember the Shias are growing by numbers. And remember that they are a force to be reckoned with.
we must say and give them credit. You know, Iran today has become like a superpower in the Middle East.
This is the truth.
I got nothing to do with Iran. But they have built such arms, they have built such things. When I was there, they sent one missile with a monkey up. When I came back home, there's a Citizen newspaper. So I see one small article, monkey business. So I say, what's this monkey? They say Iran sent a missile up with a monkey, but the monkey that went up and the monkey that came down were different monkeys.
So this time also.
But I read it myself in the Citizen. So anyway, what if which monkey went, we're not interested in all that. The fact remains, they are a power. There's no doubt about it. I'll never go again, and they will never give me again, because now I'm marked by them. So they don't want to give the other Maulanas also. They say one guy where they made enough trouble. So this type of thing. So brothers, we must remember the Shias are the biggest threat to us. You go to Ghana, to Accra and these places, they have built such a big Darulum, and they took the African children, the indigenous, and now they make a whole lot of them Shia. They start from there. And you know how they make Hafiz? Brothers who are running Hifz class, all that, we should think properly. This what we learn, they don't become Hafiz, is not true. They become such Hafiz, brothers. One day, many years ago, it was a Friday, I was sitting in Masjid Nabawi, and one person came, I was just reading Quran Sharif or something. It was in the morning. So he tapped me. Oh, my brother, how are you? And he spoke good English, you know, eloquent. So I said, oh, from where are you, brother? He said, I'm from Iran. What is his name? I forgot also. I don't remember. He told me that I'm a nuclear scientist. I said, you nuclear scientist? Why you don't take Israel on? He started laughing. You know? So he told me, I'm Hafiz. Test me. I said, you Hafiz? I said, okay, I got Quran. So I registered some. I said, read. He read, he gave me the surah number and he gave me all the ayat numbers. Again, I turned a few pages, I said, read. Five different places. He made one small mistake, like ayat 94, he said 95. I told him, if I'm your examiner, I'll give you 90-95%. But now in my mind is racing. I can't let the Shia win, I have to catch him. So I said, as far as the Hifz go, you champion. Now what we're going to do, there's a Surah 9 verse 40. I know you know the verse. But now we're going to practice on Surah 9 verse 40. Now me and you, we're going in front. And we're going to make salam to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Say, no, that me I can't do. I say, you are Hafiz, but you're rejecting this ayat here. Allah say, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Allah says, His mercy, help is with Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr. And you say, you don't want to make salam. My name is Abdul Qadir Husseini. When I speak to Shias, I say Husseini. My name Abdul Qadir Husseini in Masjid Nabawi, I say you 100% kafir. He just ran away. He say, I bring my Ayatullah. I say, bring Ayatullah. Oh Lord, I'm waiting here for them. No one came. So you must remember, brothers, that simple arguments, you will catch them out. In my trip now to Europe, this is the trick they play. Me and you don't understand the geopolitics, the games they play. You and me, they got us marked. We Sunni Muslim. When a person comes as a Shia, a person comes as an Ahmadi, they have such rights. Go to Europe today and try and build a masjid. You will see what hassle. I went to all these countries here. To build a masjid is virtually impossible. They go build the Islamic center, go build a Thaqafatul Islamiya cultural center, all that you can do. A masjid, proper masjid. But you enter Oslo, Norway, from the airport to the hotel is about 40 minutes. I saw a beautiful masjid on the highway. I told the brother, you know, leave the hotel, let's go here. He started laughing. He said, you know what is this? I said, what? It's Ahmadi Muslim Jamaat. See the game they play. When they want to say that this is theirs, they put the word Muslim. Ahmadi Muslim. Ahmadi is Qadianis. You see the media. Shia Muslims were killed. You see, me and you, nobody will put Muslim. If I ask if they put Muslim, he just took out the gun, he shot somebody or something. But for Shias, deliberately they put Shia Muslim, Ahmadi Muslim. They are being persecuted, they are being tortured, they are being this. What a beautiful structure. When I went to Denmark, Copenhagen, I told them I want to read Salat. They said, okay, we'll take you there, but first see what we're going to take you. Imam Ali alayhi salam's masjid. Right in the heart. For the Shias and the Qadianis, they call themselves Ahmadis. The West allows them. You can build Minara. Switzerland, I went. I'm telling you now about Switzerland. I told a brother, his name Arif. I said, Arif, I want to go there. He got a shock. I said, you don't worry, I'll speak. We went there, I looked at that masjid, everything is got minaret. I said, but minarets are not allowed here. He said, but this is the exception. I said, I'm going inside, you coming? So now he said, okay. When I went inside, I see on the wall there, that, it happens on the radio, so don't worry, a lot of things happen in the radio. So, that, when we entered there, I saw Sir Zafrullah Khan. You know Sir Zafrullah Khan? Any Pakistani, you should know your history. Pakistan was formed in 1947. In 1948, Muhammad Ali Jinnah passed away. Muhammad Ali Jinnah's janaza salat was performed by Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani. Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani performed the salatul janaza. Zafrullah Khan is the foreign minister. He sat down, he refused to be part of the janaza salat. He said, me to Qadiani hu, me to Ahmadi hu. 1962, he went to Zurich. The photos all are there, I saw it. And then I was looking at it. He came as a guest. And he told the government, no, that we must have the... So they allowed him everything, official inauguration, everything he did. While we were seeing all that, then two chaps came. So I told him, no, I didn't say that, you know, we studied. I say, I'm a visitor, tourist, and I just see nice building with minaret here. So I just want to see it. I'm interested in some books and literature. When you want to take these people on, our books don't work. Our Hazrat Maulana, Hazrat, they don't work. You have to get a hold of their books, and then you use their books against them. So I told him this book here. He said, no, this is German, and this is Swiss. Then I saw small books there in Arabic. I said, okay, this I'll take. Said, fine, you can take it. I knew that none of them knew Arabic also. So I asked, how long you here? He said, no, I just came now, I'm the imam here. Yes, yeah, shirt and trousers. And I asked him, how long? He said, no, I just came 2 months. I said, okay. So I went there home, I started reading these books there in Zurich. First book I read, he says, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani says, he had two students of his, they start making noise. He told them, you don't make noisy in front of me. You don't know the Quran. لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. Don't raise your voice in front of the Nabi. I'm the Nabi and you make it noisy. In their book is written. Are these people Muslim? But see the slogan they have. New Zealand, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, all these countries. They call themselves Ahmadis. Their slogan, love for all, hatred for none. Love for all, hatred for none. So it's a very catchy slogan. And that is how they catch people. Something happens in the country, they're the first one to run to the media. We speaking on behalf of the Muslim Ummah. We Ahmadi Muslims. And they giving all the statements. You go New Zealand, you go Norway, you go there. Next to they are temple, I don't can't call it masjid. They got such a big TV screen, they had satellite and whatever. Their sheikh will speak there. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani was the founder. Now the fifth one, Khalifa Al-Khamis, they call him Al-Masroor. So he addresses them. I went there to Zurich last week. They sent me an invitation. They say we're having a convention because I told them this is my name and all. And they wrote Masaduka. And they say, please, we're inviting you for our convention. You are also one of the guests to come. You see how sharp they are. We must admit our weaknesses. We don't do that. We live in denial. When they go to a country, What is the language? What is this? What is that? They get the books, quick, they translate, and then they start distributing. Me and you, by the time we make our mashura and thus and lot of stories, that maybe one book, two books will get translated. Have we got books in Russian? Have we got books in Swiss? Have we got books in German? Very few. Oh, see the amount of literature the Shias have, the Qadianis have. They got so much literature. And this is what appeals to the local people. They can read in their own vernacular. They can read in their own languages. So that is something we really need to think about. Well, my last message, my brothers, is this. Remember, Batil was there in Nabi alayhi salam's time. Today also is there. But this Batil is so great, it steals people iman away totally. People don't realize. I conclude with this. I'm an eyewitness to this, so therefore I can speak on this. I left South Africa to go study in Karachi in 74. On the 7th of September 1974, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah was the qaid, was the leader. Any group you could think of in Pakistan, whether it is the Obandis, or whether it is Tablikis, or whether it's Ahle Hadith, or whether it's whoever you want to call, Shias, they all united. And then they said that we must have a united front against the Qadianis. And they all agreed Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, rahimahullah, will be the Amir. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri was a Sayyid, he was a great Muhaddis. All that happened, we are students, and we still students. In Zulfikar Ali Bhutto's time, 7th September 1974 was a historic day. Bhutto went. Hazrat bin Nuri one day hit the table and told Bhutto, aapko faisla karna hoga. Agar aap faisla nahi karenge, to Allah faisla karega. See, when you have iman, when you have ta'alluq with Allah, you fear none. La yakhafu fi Allahi lawmat alayhi. Bhutto went, he knew that there will be a revolution, there will be payya jam and julus and everything, yeah, all Pakistan will. He went on TV, he went on national radio and announced Qadianis Aqalliyat out of the fall of Islam, everything. Hazrat bin Nuri rahimahullah, ma'amul for over 30 years, it was his routine, 15, 16 Ramadan, he would leave Karachi, come to Makkah Mukarramah, perform Umrah, stay 1-2 days, 19, 20th, he's there in Medina, and then he set for Etikaf. So we there, I was there whole Ramadan, 5-6 weeks. My parents came from South Africa, we met there. We were not in Etikaf, just up and down. So we sit there. One day, Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood comes. You know who Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood? He is Sheikh Al-Azhar. They're one of the biggest sheikhs ever in Egypt. So he came, and we don't understand Arabic that time. You know, what we know, ma hadha, hadha jidar, ma hadhi, hadhi sa'a, you know, learn all basics. They spoke, there's a Bahrain, two oceans, and they crying and weeping and like children. So the one Pakistani Maulana was there, we asked him, why? Maulana, ye kya hua, ye bade bade sheikh, itne ro rahe, kya hua? The son brothers. So Sheikh Al-Azhar came to Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah and told him, last night I saw the master Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dream. He, the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, you go to Sheikh Allama bin Nuri and congratulate him on my part, the work he did for Khatm al-Nubuwwat against the Qadianis. So brothers, this is something we have to do. Your forefathers, they put up Grey Street, they put up West Street, they put up the madrasas, they put up so many things. From here you go right till Newcastle, Marisburg, then you go to your escort, then you go to Dundee, then you go to Newcastle, you go right till Johannesburg. Right in the heart of town, our forefathers put up masajid. All belong to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Today the Shayateen are coming. They want control over our masajid. They want control over our madaris. They want control over our women. They want, and they only are prepared to give money. Because money is weakness of human being, most. So brothers, we have to wake up and understand that this is a global plan, that Shias are part of the Jews and the Zionists, and this is the campaign to destabilize the whole Ummah. Woto bahir kechor, and the Shias, Ahmadis, all ye under kechor. If you think I'm talking nonsense, you go to London, you go there to Britain, and go to their museum, and go see when the British colonialists, when they entered India, who was the person who helped them a lot? It was Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. He abolished jihad. He said, "Hey, we cannot fight Her Majesty's government." Documented proof. So what bigger proof you want than these type of things? So these were agents of these people here. And the sad part, today also we got agents. When I go overseas, the Maulanas come by me, they say, "We hear your program, don't speak like that, please, we all will get into trouble here." Because here, everything is under government. Every masjid in UK now, they put TV, they put the camera. You know, in the big masjids there, every masjid got one spy. Today in UK is like that. America is like that long time. So today is like that. We have to be very careful. South Africa, mashallah, everything goes. You understand? Kullu halal business. So this type of thing. So Zuma is there, so Lungi. You understood? So this type of thing. No, I got nothing to do with Zuma, why? Or Gupta or whatever. You understood? But mashallah, in our country everything goes, so we speak. You understood? So brothers, my last message to you. You can ask any question on the topic. Time is going. Our greatest asset, gift, which Allah gave is Iman and Islam. And Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, he was put in the well. He was sent to jail. So many things happened. Then he was put on the throne. But he also knows he's a Nabi. One day all this will finish. So he cries to Allah, "Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin." Surah 12, verse 101. Ya Allah, give me death on Islam and join me with your devout and pious servants. When last did we make dua like this? So ask Allah for protection of our iman, our children, our progeny's iman. The enemies are out there to snatch that iman. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect our iman, and may Almighty Allah protect us from the menace and the threat and the shayateen in human form that are the Shias, the Ahmadis, Qadianis. They say Isa alayhi salam died, his grave is there in Srinagar, in Kashmir. Openly they write that. You open their tafsir, I got it written also. They took photos of it, they say this is grave of Isa alayhi salam. Today you will find people in our families, they believe this kind of thing. Say these Maulvis, they come make stories here. See how they change the minds of people. And people say this is intellectual Islam. So brothers, we want the old Islam, old is gold for us. May Allah protect our iman. Wa akhiru da'wana. Chalo bhai, your time is going. You'll heard Qari Umar Sheikh, mashallah. And he read... Today he read very short. Normally when the team goes, I give him half an hour, 25 minutes. He put everybody in the right mood. Then we come, you know. And mashallah, so he does, he reads very well. He's from Mombasa. I give you a story, you youth. Yesterday you had heaps. When in Mombasa, so there was a competition. And who can read the best? This. So he came out first. I don't know. Their money, shillings, how much it was. But he told us in the range that time was 3,000, 4,000 rand. So they told him, "This is the price you want, you came out first." So he ran home and he took that money and went to give his mother. So the father, the family, they thought, "What you have to give your mother? You won." He said, "No, I give mommy." But that day the mother cried and she made dua for him. She said that, "Yeah, my son, Allah will make you a very big alim." So I told you yesterday, you must go to your parents, you must go to your teachers, then Allah will make something for you. Well, because me and you, 4,000, very good, just pocket it, what we have to worry at this time. That is difference, remember that. Allah give tawfiq. I agree with you, we concur with you. simple argument when Quran says, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. If the shuhada are alive according to the text of Quran, Anbiya's rank is much, much greater. So if Allah says, don't tell your parents, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ, then words that are worse than oof, obviously we call it dalalatun nas. You must remember that that definitely is haram. So here also you must remember that definitely that is a hadith sahih. إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لَا تَأْكُلُ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Almighty Allah does not allow the sand, the land to devour the honorable bodies of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. How you can say that? In Abu Dawood is sahih hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ma min muslimin yusallimu alayhi, any person come make salam upon me, raddallahu alayhi aruhi, Allah ta'ala sends the ruh back, meaning that I still reply to them and all this. Clear cut hadith is all this. So you see today, as I told you, that people within ourselves, they are causing harm to Islam. Is Abul Hasan Nadwi or one of them, they wrote, jitna nuksan, musalmanon ne Islam ko ponchaya, ghayron ne itne nuksan nahi ponchaya. The harm Muslims cause to Islam, even non-Muslims never cause so much harm. So this is how you see all this.
Jee, answer.
Very good. See, I give you a quick table. Shia table, not our table. Not table mountain. Our Shia table. Number one, their term, Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Baqir, and Imam Ja'far. Six. Now, Hazrat Ja'far, he had 2-3 sons. One son was Musa Kazim. So most of them, they say he's the Imam. But the Boras and them, they say no. He had another son. His name was Ismail. So when you go India or Tanzania, all that, they call them Ismailis. They call them Aga Khanis. They call them Boras. Bora mean, don't mean in our language, Meman, Gujarati, Bora, it's about Boro. Ita etlo Boro, Ita etlo, in Meman, we say Ita etlo Boro, I said, you Ijadi, you know. You understand? You take out your trousers and give it to us. You understood? No, De Bora means a Tajir. You know how to make money. You know, this is all millionaires, this Boras. When the Burhanuddin came to Tanzania, you know, he was the chief. They washed his feet and all that with milk, and they gave him $5 million just to walk out from this. $5 million. They're swimming in money, these people. So, you know, they wear their topi also with the gold studs. And their women, they wear that like Dolly Poppins or something. Mary Poppins. You know, the hay shows and all those things. You don't know Mary Poppins story. So, all these things. So, they don't make salam to us. Many times, I make salam alaikum. They just look away. They don't make salam. I want to see what they say. So these people, yeah, they got nothing to do with Islam. They're the offshoot of the Shias. So Bori means, Boras, it means Tajir, businessmen. So they agree with the six Imams. They don't agree afterwards. They say, as a Jafar Sadiq's son is Ismail. He's supposed to be the Imam. So that is where the different groupings come of the Shias. Jee, same, for same, it's different names. No, 100% not Muslim. They won't even allow you. Maputo very strong, Tanzania. That's what they do. They open hospital, they open schools. That is what people want. That this thing, that Inkala and Pemba. I went there last year. I was there, Pemba, Inkala, and all. We all buzruk. Before we make the dua, we must place on record our sincere appreciation and thanks to our brother Muhammad Ikhlas, his brother Ahmed, the whole family, the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal, our Honorable Imams, Maulana Ibrahim Randeri, and all of you brothers, sisters, mashallah, Almighty Allah reward all of you. This is what we need to do, much more, not only here, wherever we go, what we got. We just have to teach people. So educate them, And inshallah, somebody's iman gets saved, protected, alhamdulillah. That is what we want, that we can build the ummah. Otherwise, ummah today is imploding. We all can see what's happening today. So brothers, remember this iman, we have to protect, and we have to be aware who our enemies are. And I think they made a big bribe for you all, so we make short dua. We don't want the bribe to get very cold, you know. So, plus, a hungry man is an angry man also. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammadi wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. Allama izzal Islam wal muslimin, Allama ansuril Islam wal muslimin, Allama fi mardana madal muslimin, wa rahma mautana mautal muslimin. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله آمين